Hi, I'm Sharon Pearson with the 7 Jamaican and Caribbean news items you may have missed for the week ending September 18th, 2020. These news items are brought to you by Jamaicans.com. This week's news. Jamaican Senate has a record number of women. According to Kamina Johnson-Smith, the leader of government business in the Jamaican Senate, there has been a record number of women now appointed to serve in the new 21-member body. Of 13 government senators selected, 4 are women, and 4 of 8 appointed opposition senators are women as well. Johnson-Smith noted that this is the largest percentage of women in the Senate. She made her remarks prior to the swearing-in ceremony of the new Senate following the general election on September 3, 2020. Tom Tavares Finson, who was re-elected to serve as president of the Senate, also noted the highest number of women serving in Jamaica's upper house. Government acts quickly to deliver new domestic violence shelters. Following the general election on September 3, 2020, Jamaica's government took quick action to deliver on its promise of creating more shelters for victims of domestic violence. The COVID-19 pandemic in Jamaica, as in other countries, has led to a higher rate of reported domestic violence incidents, and in response to the need of women and girls who were stuck living in the same home as their abusers, the government pledged to build additional shelters at a cost of 120 million Jamaican dollars or 800,000 US dollars. Work on the 3 national shelters has now been completed, according to Olivia Grange, Minister of Culture, Gender, Entertainment and Sport. The shelters feature a total of 18 family rooms, special counseling areas, dining rooms and play areas for children. Grange said she has the keys to all 3 of the new properties and that they will be open soon. This week's Caribbean news. Barbados moves to remove Queen Elizabeth II as head of state. Queen Elizabeth II of England will be removed as the monarch of Barbados in 2021, according to an announcement from Dame Sandra Mason, Governor-General of Barbados. Mason stated that the people of the Caribbean island nation want a Barbadian head of state. The country claimed its independence from Britain in 1966, but the Queen remained a constitutional monarch and the technical head of state. Replacing the Queen with a sovereign Barbadian head of state will make the island nation a republic. Mason said this was the next logical step toward full sovereignty of the country, which intends to become a republic by its 55th anniversary of independence in November 2021. The country has discussed becoming a republic for many years and will not be the first Caribbean nation to take this step. Trinidad and Tobago, Dominica, and Guyana have already become republics, and Jamaica has the action under consideration.
These days, you don't have to leave home or look around the corner for adventure. Just pop open a bottle of Grace Tropical Rhythms. There's an adventure in every flavor. Enjoy one of your favorites or try something new and exciting like Grace Tropical Rhythms Guava Fusion, Mango Sweet Potato, Guava Sweet Potato, and more. Treat yourself to a cool taste of the islands today and grab a bottle of Grace Tropical Rhythms, an excellent source of vitamin C, which helps boost your immunity.
Are you ready to reach the world with your event, business, or product? This weekly news summary is syndicated to over 60 radio stations worldwide. We invite you to become a sponsor today. Contact us at news@jamaicans.com. This week's Diaspora News. CEO of Jamaica National Group to give keynote speech at meeting of Diaspora Task Force Action Network. The CEO of the Jamaica National Group, Earl Jarrett, is scheduled to be the keynote speaker at the annual general meeting of the Jamaica Diaspora Task Force Action Network, JDTAN, on September 20th, 2020. The task force comprises members from 21 countries. The theme of the 2020 Annual General Meeting, AGM, is Reflections from Our Partners, Diaspora Engagement for Jamaica's Growth and Development. According to the organization's chair, Leo Gilling, Jarrett has a special relationship with the diaspora, as he has been a major player in the transformation of the diaspora movement. The AGM will be moderated by Dervin Malcolm, a broadcaster on the Power 106 morning show Diaspora Live. Other speakers at the event include Dr. Robert Runcie, Jamaican Superintendent of Broward County Public Schools, Dr. Carrie Wallace, Executive Director of the Tourism Enhancement Fund, Dr. Hansel Fletcher, Lorna Linder University, Dr. Elizabeth Molina, Broward College, Dr. Rosalie Hamilton, CEO of the Lasco Chin Foundation, Charles Clayton, Program Director, Planning Institute of Jamaica, PIOJ, and Mary McLaughlin, CEO of the Trees That Feed Foundation. This week's business news. JEF President Wan has high expectations for new Holness administration. Jamaican Prime Minister Andrew Holness has appointed a new slate of senior and junior ministers to be part of his administration following the general election of September 3, 2020. 19 cabinet ministers and 9 ministers of state were sworn in by Sir Patrick Allen, Jamaica's Governor-General, at separate ceremonies at King's House on the 13th and 14th of September. David Wan, the president of the Jamaica Employers Federation, JEF, says that the new administration shows a good mix of experience, youth, and females, and he particularly welcomed the promotion of Floyd Green to the position of Minister of Agriculture and Fisheries. Wan also welcomed the decision by Holness to alter the former Ministry of Industry, Commerce, Agriculture and Fisheries, providing Minister Audley Shaw with the responsibility for industry, investment and commerce. Wan said the previous configuration was too complex for any single minister to handle. Now for this week's arts and entertainment news. Toots Hibbert, Jamaican music legend, dead at 77. Toots Hibbert, the iconic Jamaican musician who has been credited with coining the word reggae and one of the founders of the genre, died in September 2020 at the age of 77. As the front man of the group Toots and the Maytals, Hibbert was a band leader, songwriter, and showman who played multiple instruments and encouraged attendees at his concerts to dance with him on stage. In the opinion of some, he was reggae's greatest singer, a very spiritual musician who was less involved in politics than his friend and contemporary, the legendary Bob Marley. Hibbert's career received a boost with the release of the landmark film The Harder They Come in 1972. The soundtrack of the film is frequently ranked as the greatest in movie history. Hibbert appeared in the film as himself. In the mid-1970s, rock stars like Keith Richards, Eric Clapton, and John Lennon had become fans of reggae, and Hibbert recorded with some of them. His career was stalled in 2013 when he was hit in the head by a bottle thrown during a concert in Virginia, but he went on to perform again, and in 2020 he released the album Got to Be Tough, which features Ziggy Marley and Ringo Starr, with Ringo's son Zach as co-producer. Toots received Grammy nominations in 2012 and 2007 and was ranked at number 71 on the 2008 Rolling Stone list of the 100 Greatest Contemporary Singers. He received the Order of Distinction from the Jamaican government in 2012 for his outstanding contributions to the nation's music. Rest in peace. This week's sports news. Elaine Thompson-Herra runs world-leading 100 meters at Rome Diamond League competition. Elaine Thompson-Herra, Jamaica's Olympic double sprint champion athlete, won the women's 100-meter race at the Rome Diamond League meet in Italy with a world-leading time of 10.85 seconds. She had previously run the distance in 10.88 seconds earlier in the season. With this win, Thompson-Herra extended her unbeaten record to 6 straight races in the 100 meters, outpacing her Jamaican compatriot Shelly Ann Fraser-Pryce and taking the top spot on the World Athletics Performance List. Thank you for listening to the Jamaica Weekly News Summary, brought to you by Jamaicans.com. You can listen to this podcast again at Jamaicans.com. We invite you to become a weekly new summary sponsor. Contact us at news@jamaicans.com. I'm Sharon Pearson, and you can listen to me on Fridays at midday at turnitupradio.com, on Saturdays from 11 a.m. to midday at theenglishconnectionmedia.com, and on Sundays between the hours of 6 and 9 p.m. at e2onair.com for The Conduit Show with Peter G. Remember, the word is power, and there is power in the word.